okra and shrimp. Anything you want to throw in.
Talking about the shrimp, if you were going to buy some, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of
shrimp.
And what different kinds of beans grow around here?
Red beans, white beans, pinto beans, all kind of beans. I believe they all grow down here. Or they could all grow.
What do you call the kind of a flat, yellowish
bean? Llama bean. Hmm? Llama bean.
Mm-hmm. Anything else similar to that?
I think the yellow ones and the green ones, they get the big llamas and the little llamas.
Mm-hmm. What about butter beans?
Oh, yeah. They're about the same thing. Same like llama beans. So a butter bean, I believe, is bigger.
Mm. Same color and everything?
No. Well, yeah. I guess they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I believe the yellow ones is butter beans. Mm-hmm. And the green ones is llama beans.
What about if you want to get them out of the pods, you say you have to?
Shuck them.
Okay. And the kinds of beans that you eat, the pod and everything?
Green beans.
Any other name?
Snap beans.
Uh-huh. That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about string beans?
That's the same thing. String beans and snap beans are about the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just got a string in it, and you pull the string out, and then you snap them in half.
Mm-hmm. And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
greens.
What other kinds of greens besides turnips?
Mustard greens.
Mm-hmm.
And mustard. I don't know if there's anything else, other kind of greens like that you cook like that.
Mm-hmm.
Collard greens. Cabbage. But, you know, collard greens is more of a leaf,
mm-hmm.
rather than cabbage is a whole head.
Mm-hmm. Say if you, talking about lettuce, say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for maybe 3.
Heads.
Okay. Do you ever use that word heads, talking about children?
Mm-hmm. You count the heads.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you had 5 heads of children?
No. Not heads of children like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, like, count the heads in the room or something like mm-hmm. that.
What about if someone had about 14 children? You say you really had a
bunch.
Okay. Did you ever say a passel?
I've heard it said, but I don't think I'd use it. Think of using it. I'd say mostly there's a bunch of them.
Uh-huh. How would people use the word?
It's like a mean passel.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like a passel of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
And say if you left a plum lying around, it would dry up and...
turn to a broom.
Or it gets smaller, you'd say you would...
shrink.
Okay. And what happens to bacon when you cook it?
Shrivels up.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
It's tender. It's young corn.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear it called roasting ears?
No.
What about the outside of the corn?
The hull.
Okay. And the stringy stuff on it.
The hair.
Okay. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
I don't know, that fuzzy thing up there.
Do you want
to sit? No. Just the stalk stop on top.
Do you ever hear of tassel or tossel?
Tassel, but not as the stalk top.
What do you hear tassel as?
Like a tassel on, you know, like on a pillow tassel uh-huh. or on a curtain tassel or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Sweet potatoes, pumpkin.
Okay. And what different kinds of melons do people have around here?
Watermelons, and cantaloupes. Honeydew melons
mm-hmm.
and icebox melons.
What's an icebox melon?